With a little luck, Sir Paul McCartney and his wings on your radio friend. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package. Glenn Klein for a thank God it's Monday morning on WRJN. Did you miss me? I missed you. It's been a minute. I was quite busy during my so-called vacation. I did take a few days off, but it was a lot of work as well, as I did some speaking engagements down in Chicago. Just got back last night from the great nation of Canada. Way up there I was, about 3.5 hours north of Winnipeg, and flew from O'Hare to Winnipeg, and then schlepped all the way up to a place called Dauphin. We have nothing to worry about, ladies and gentlemen, as far as overpopulation on the planet. There is nothing between Winnipeg and Dauphin, a quaint town of about 8,000 people, who I got to speak up there over the weekend. But it took a little luck to get back here, I must say, having to go through customs, and made a huge mistake, though. Huge mistake. When I got to Canada, the customs officer asked me why I was there. And I told him that I was there on business. Well, that caused an international crisis, apparently, because he put me through the ringer. And then he sent me on my way. And then right before I got to get into the terminal, to the baggage of the exit area, I was escorted into another room, where there was a gentleman there with a guitar and a banjo case who was performing at a music festival in Canada. Apparently, they take exception to people coming in from the United States of America to make money. And so I was talking to a friend of mine. Of course, eventually I got out of there. But I was talking to a friend of mine who travels to Canada, who speaks as well publicly. And he said, you never say you're on business. You tell him the truth, which is that you're visiting friends. And he said to me, were you visiting friends? And I said, yes, I was. He said, that was the truth. That they have no problem with. But they're very concerned about taxes. They're very concerned about money leaving the country. And so you just say you were visiting friends. So on the way back in, that was my information. I was visiting friends. And it was the truth. Speaking of taxes, coming up after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Scott Cohn, who does reporting for CNBC and NBC News, MSNBC. Old high school friend of mine. We actually were on the high school radio station together in Park Ridge. The high school, by the way, that Hillary Rodham Clinton, Grandma Hill, attended, Maney's High School in Park Ridge. She actually graduated from Maine South. She was there the first year that they opened up the new high school in Park Ridge. But we'll be talking about Scott about this implication, both politically and legally, about Donald J. Trump not paying his taxes for 15 years based on an almost $1 billion business loss that he took. That shan't be boring. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with all-star blogger and a member of the Power Rotation, Jen Schupek. Had an amazing experience, and she'll be here. She flew out with the Honor Flights, the flights that they take the surviving World War II veterans to see the memorial for World War II in our nation's capital. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, we will have a speaker of the State Assembly, Robin Voss, back on the radio. And certainly getting interesting into the politics of the politics. It's getting down to be crunch time. 35 days away is the election, November 8th. Yeah, finally. I don't think I could take much more of a month than this. It's enough. But we'll be talking about Grandma Hill and Donald J. Trump, don't worry, during the course of the morning. And into the afternoon here on AM 1400. So much happened while I was gone, of course. The first debate happened. I predicted exactly what would happen before it happened so people wouldn't have to watch that debacle. I said that Trump would demonstrate that he had absolutely no business being president of the United States. I said that Grandma Hill would demonstrate she has a very difficult time telling the truth. That the talking class, the political punditry on television and radio, would say that Hillary won, but that the internet would report that Donald J. Trump was victorious. And that's exactly what happened. Then Howard Dean, you see this, the former governor of Vermont. Dr. Howard Dean diagnosed the potential that Donald Trump was on cocaine in the first presidential debate at Hofstra University. They haven't been paying attention. He does that sniffing thing all the time. He just was nervous, obviously. So they accused him of doing some toot. Bill Maher had a great line about it on his show on Friday night. But on the positive side, two things that happened that I want to make note of is that we saw the retirement from television of Charles Osgood. He's still here on the radio from his Sunday morning show on CBS. And Vin Scully, after 67 years of doing Brooklyn and then, of course, the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball game, he retired. He had his last game yesterday against the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers finished up their regular season. Vince Scully and Charles Osgood too. What personifications of class. What just elegant communicators. In this era where we have politicians, especially the Republican nominee, but Hillary's been guilty of it too, of being so in the sewer. I mean, Trump with his former Miss Universe and Hillary calling half of Donald Trump's supporters a basket of deplorables. We're going to miss the likes of Vin Scully and Charles Osgood. We need more communicators. We need more broadcasters who elevate their listeners versus bring them down. So we'll be talking about Vince Scully and Charles Osgood as well. It is 29 minutes after 9 o'clock. Speaking of venerable broadcasters, the great Tom Carco is awaiting us in the news center. The WRJN News Update is just around the corner.
Autumn in Wisconsin. Is there a better time of year? Cool weather clothing comes out of storage and everything is bathed in colors that only occur once a year.